So this woman and her husband are gonna come with me to a convention. And I talked to my wife, she's like, no, we're not doing that. And I was like, yeah, you're absolutely, that's crazy. We're out for dinner with friends that night, and one of my buddies is talking, and I say, you know, ha ha around the table, my parents wanna go with me to Africa. Isn't that fucking hilarious? Totally forgetting that one of my friends at the table lost his father the year before, and his mother died 5 years earlier. And we're all chuckling, oh, my parents come to Africa. That'll never happen. And he just stops the table and goes, hey, guess what? If I could spend time with my parents again, I'd do anything. It's like, oh! Fuck. So the next morning I called and I said, hey guys, we're all going to Africa! We get on a plane and we're flying over, and they do the, you know, turn off the lights on the plane, it's time for you to sleep. And I'm quietly clacking away on the keyboard. My mother looks over and she goes, Jimmy, you have to sleep. Mommy, I have to write or they won't pay me. That's why I get a free trip to Africa. Because I'm writing my fucking face off and I'm gonna lose 12 days of productivity. And she just sort of looks at me like, oh, this is a job. And so I'm like, oh, this is gonna be a wild ride, here we go. We do the convention, and one morning she's sitting there, and I'm doing sketches for people, and she's got her tea, and she's just sitting beside me at the booth looking at all the cosplayers, and she's utterly fascinated. And I'm doing a sketch for someone, and she looks over, and then she looks away, and she looks back, and she literally almost jumps out of the chair. She goes, oh my gosh, you drew that right now. All the time on Twitter and Facebook, and no, but you did it really good, really fast. Say, they pay me to do this, it's my job. That's so nice. It's simultaneously amazing and horrifying at the same time. My dad, on the other hand, so they travel, they want to travel in a bubble. They want to go to a country, have a tour guide who speaks English, eat a pizza, a burger, and a steak anywhere in the world. No spicy, nothing. And then they want to come home and buy the one tchotchke with the name of the country or place they visited, put it on the tchotchke shelf, and go, and that's the time we went to Amsterdam, and that's the time we went to fill in the blank. So Dad's walking around the convention, and he goes over to the merch booth, and they got, you know, mugs and t-shirts and all that shit. And he just looks over and he kind of, it's weighing his options. Oh, which piece of shit am I gonna buy and put on the shelf? And he tells me this afterwards. The guy looks over and he goes, oh, you're Mr. Zub, you're Jim's dad. And he goes, yes, because they met, the volunteers all met us at this welcome dinner the night before. And Dad's like, yes, that's me. And he goes, well, take whatever you'd like, sir. You're a guest of the show. So my dad comes back to the table like he has the head of a fucking dragon that he killed. Puts this mug down like, they gave this to me. Because of you. What? They said I could take whatever I want. They gave me this mug because you're famous. I was like, it's a $3 mug. They charged like $10 for it. They also paid for $5,000 worth of flights and hotel, but they did, yes, they did. And he's just like, it's pretty amazing. Dad, you're so great. So then he got super really like intense about everything, almost crazy. And I was like, oh, this is getting a little weird. Later in the day, I signed some books for someone and they said, oh, can we get a photo? I said, of course. So his friend's taking a photo of me and the book and us. And my dad gets up real excited, starts taking a photo of the guy taking a photo. Taking a photo of my son. He goes, you're his dad?
Do you want to be in the photo too? Yes, I do.
He comes over and throws his arms around me, and he's got this tight squeeze. So I've got my arm around Finn, my dad's got his arm around me, and I've got this 100-yard stare. Some dude out in South Africa has a photo of me and my dad and him. Took the autograph, and that is the proudest my dad has ever been of me in my entire fucking life.